obviously issues are emerging, but late last night an arson attack was carried out on a serving prison officer's home. We're extremely fortunate that nobody was seriously injured during this incident. And as far as we're concerned, it's the most sinister development. And unfortunately, that's not the first such attack on prison officers, you know. We wish our colleague and his family a speedy recovery, and we'll be supporting him and assisting him any way we can through this horrendous ordeal.
And there's always been an issue regarding the safety of prison officers, particularly in their line of work. But the fact that this is even happening outside of their place of work is a huge cause of concern, I imagine.
It's a huge cause, because like, people expect to go to work and be able to come home and without being targeted, you know. And it's clear in our minds that our member was targeted because he's a prison officer. It's clear in our mind that he was targeted for the work that he's doing and part of his role. So as far as we're concerned now, it's over to the Minister for Justice and the Garda Commissioner. They must put in place the necessary measures to protect their employees, the Minister's employees going to work. You know, it's not a lot to ask for, but we do say it, at that level we'll need intervention to ensure the safety of prison officers who are acting on behalf of the state after all.
And I presume you are looking for a very swift intervention, and a strong one as well, that leaves no doubt in the public's mind over how this is not acceptable by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's not acceptable, and unfortunately we've been predicting issues now for some time. There's chronic overcrowding ongoing across the entire prison service. Tensions are high as we speak. There's huge issues with drugs being delivered. I've spoken to you before about that. And on a number of those issues, we've looked to see the Minister for Justice. We've made three requests to her, and she's not met with us. It's very, very disappointing, to put it mildly.